Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be opening up a conversation about Conservative Inc. using Douglas Murray's appearance on the Joe Rogan Experience to highlight how Conservative Inc. has a love affair with DEI hires, in which case Douglas Murray certainly is. He is a DEI hire, and we're going to go through that in today's video because he kind of plays himself in his experience on the Joe Rogan podcast. So we're going to dive into that and sort of the debate. Like, all the wrong people are saying this guy was a stud on the podcast. And that shows you something. That shows you something that you're getting praise from Meghan McCain and Joel Berry and all these other liberals just shilling for Douglas Murray. Unfortunately, you know, President Trump also, you know, I guess is trying to milk his appearance for some affiliate link dollars on Amazon or whatever. But anyway, we're going to talk about the discussion regarding credentialism and juxtapose that with the DEI hiring practices of Conservative Inc., both here and abroad. So before we get into that, let me just let you know, Evangelical Dark Web, Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at Evangelical Dark Web's patron-like system that's linked in the below. We also have a book, Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare. We have a free newsletter. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. So this is a clip that I want to discuss from the podcast, and it's Dave Smith. And Dave Smith was also on the podcast, and I don't know whether he's even straight or not, but he's a libertarian. And I'm not really a fan as a result, because I'm not a libertarian. I don't particularly think libertarians are all that good on politics. And then Douglas Murray is a liberal who poses as a conservative, but he's just like every other left-wing person in the UK that kind of comes over here to tell the right wing how we should be doing what we're doing, when they've had no victories in the UK worth other than Brexit, which they failed to capitalize on, that's worth talking about. So it's curious because he's not, you know, he's not pro-life and he's homosexual. So these two things, Douglas Murray should be blacklisted from Conservative Inc. on those two factors alone. But he is very pro-Israel, apparently, which I did not know how pro-Israel he was until this whole podcast happened. And it turns out he's not only Israel, pro-Israel in the streets, he's also pro-Israel in the sheets, which is very disgusting. So that gives you a pass in Conservative Inc., evidently. So here's a clip. We're going to listen to it at 1.25 speed.
I do also think that one of the bigger, kind of the bigger picture dynamics to all of this is that we have, at least since 9/11, been in a state of perpetual war. And all of these wars have been disasters. They have been so many lies involved in selling all of them. I mean, the whole Iraq war, the whole war in Afghanistan, just lying the whole way through. I mean, I remember literally having conversations with Green Berets in the middle of the war in Afghanistan. And they're like, George W. Bush is telling you that the army we're building up there is really successful. This thing's going to fall in a week without us. And then all through the Obama administration, it's just like lies.
Well, it did fall in a week without them. That's for sure.
Lie after lie after lie with disastrous wars. And so this does create a fertile ground for people to say, I wonder if they were lying about all these wars.
Sure.
Again, I'm not really trying to argue with you about World War.
So it is worth mentioning that, you know, Americans were told that Iraq had a nuclear program and yellow cake uranium, which was a, you know, if they had memes back then, that would have been a huge meme, was yellow cake uranium. So, and you can see comedy bits talking about that as well. So Dave Smith is basically arguing that, yeah, all the lies of the present encourage people to re-examine the past. And he's not even necessarily interested in doing that.
I'd rather argue about these wars today.
I think the interesting question is whether you're busy watering it.
Well, should you not talk about mistakes that were made overall?
Absolutely.
Okay, you should.
Absolutely. Right. I'm all for going back and looking at mistakes.
So what are you? What is your argument then?
It's a very weird thing to go back, zone in on a man, say this one thing is a mistake and should characterize him, and you ignore everything
else. You're taking him out of context when you're talking about Daryl, who's done, what was it, 30-plus hours?
So what? 30-plus hours of podcasting. You do that in a week. I mean,
yeah, but it's a very different thing.
He's not doing a podcast like talking to people.
Okay, nor is he doing scholarly work, nor is he working in the archives, clearly. Come on. I mean, he is not the historian of our era.
He's not claiming to be.
This is the thing, Joe. This is like punching jelly.
No, but you don't consume his work.
What I'm saying, because I don't need to consume endless versions of a revisionist history. I understand.
It's not revisionist history. If you listen to his work, it's not revisionist history. He's basing it on historical work.
And
you see that Douglas Murray is trying to frame Joe Rogan and also Dave Smith here as being like jelly. They keep moving the goalposts when he's kind of moving the goalposts or establishing standards that the people he's talking about do not adhere to or believe in themselves. Like Daryl Cooper, I don't know as much about him, but he's not someone who just frames himself as, you know, I'm the historian, you know, the historian of this day, like Douglas Murray frames him as. And Joe Rogan calls that out. And when he gets called out on that, Douglas Murray accuses Joe Rogan of moving the goalpost. And it's just worth noting that that's the tactic that he's going to be going on for like another minute or so. So we're going to build up to the famous credentialism clip that appears towards the end of this section here.
My point about jelly, it's a shape-shifting thing. Comedian or historian?
He's not a comedian.
Historian or podcast? Would be historian or actual historian? You say he doesn't claim to be a historian, but he's pumping out tens of hours of
history. Neither does Dan Carlin. He doesn't claim to be a historian either.
You see my point about the move? It's like some weird jiu-jitsu move.
No, I don't.
Where you say, hang on, you know all about this as well. You say, I'm not a historian, but I'm going to spend my time talking about history. I'm not a journalist, but I'm going to spend my time talking about this thing. I'm not an expert on this, but I'm going to spend my time talking about this thing.
Imagine thinking that journalism gives you qualifications to talk about something. Like, I mean, the lack of self-awareness, but, you know, he's a journalist. Like, that's his thing. He's not an expert in anything. He's a journalist.
It's a weird move, yeah?
No.
You don't think?
No, I'm a free American. I can talk about what I like to.
You can talk about what you want.
So what is the point here?
I've noticed you can. But
what's the point?
The point is, what are you pushing? What are you watering?
What am I pushing?
Yes.
Liberty, free markets, peace, prosperity, not getting in another stupid catastrophic war, which we're on the precipice of right now. That's what I'm pushing.
What are we on the precipice of?
Well, I think weren't you just talking about it the other day? Everyone I hear on the inside says we're about to attack Iran. I think you just said something about that the other day. Am I wrong about that? I thought I saw in one of your interviews that you did.
Possibly.
No.
Okay. That doesn't mean we are on the verge of a war. I mean, you keep referring to we being in wars. There's a very big difference between a country having a military that's engaged and a country being at war.
So you see what Douglas Murray just did there? He says you can't use the word we to refer to the United States, which is an incredibly stupid argument. There's no, like, this is a digression, you know, red herring level digression that is really unnecessary because he understands the colloquial use of the term we to refer to Team America, World Police. So anyway.
This country has not been at war for 25 years. You have not been fighting for the American homeland for 25 years.
Yes, we haven't. That's true. Right. We haven't had a war on our shores. We've been picking on third world countries halfway around the world.
Well, you haven't been randomly picking on them. I mean, Afghanistan, you went
into, I didn't say it was random.
Yeah, right, okay. It wasn't like you suddenly decided to bomb, again, Myanmar or something. We went for Afghanistan to find bin Laden and take revenge for 9/11.
Yeah, that's not exactly true because he wasn't in Afghanistan. So why were we in Afghanistan? To go after someone who is hiding in Pakistan? Which is really funny because, yeah, you know, I've mentioned this before, but on the TV show Scrubs, there was a line, and this episode came out in like 2006, there was a line in that show where the janitor character says, I think we should be looking for Al-Qaeda in Pakistan. So clearly, you know, if the dumb character could figure it out where Al-Qaeda, or not, sorry, bin Laden in Pakistan, if the dumb character, maybe not dumb, but malicious character could see, oh yeah, bin Laden's in Pakistan, again, the military industrial complex could have figured that one out.
Stop an attack like that happening again on the American homeland. That is very different from a country being at war.
Yeah, but that's a total mischaracterization of the war in Afghanistan. It's one thing to say that might be an accurate characterization of the special operations mission in late 2001, but then we fought a 20-year regime change war against the Taliban.
Because you got dragged into the quicksand of war.
Okay, fine. I thought it wasn't a war. Like, what? I don't get your argument.
No, I said it was a war. It's your use of we as if you're personally like suffering.
So, like I said about the we thing, but you see how he kind of changes the goalpost on what the war in Afghanistan was. Anyway.
In this war. We're taxpayers, we pay for it. Okay, fine.
Douglas, went back and corrected you on every time you've used the term we to refer to your government or something like that, like if I were to say, oh, we just imposed tariffs on China, would you point out that I didn't, and it was the Trump administration?
You take it, obviously, very personally, and that's your right to do so, of course. I'm just trying to make sure we're accurate here.
What do you think I'm taking personally?
The American wars.
Sure, yeah. I think they've killed hundreds of thousands of people and cost my country $8 trillion and degraded my country very much.
And there's a very good argument to make on that. I'm still slightly bemused about this move from I'm an expert on this and I have views to I'm a comedian.
I've never claimed to be an expert on anything.
This is the problem, Joe. I mean, if somebody
says... Wait a
minute,
you have to claim to be an expert on something to have an opinion on something?
No, you don't have to be. You don't have to be. But what's the issue? I'm not a historian, but I'm pumping out history.
But wait a minute,
I'm not an expert, but I'm talking all the time about this
thing. But you're not even talking about specifically on what he just said.
No, I'm saying this is my point about this. You say, I'm not an expert.
So what's the solution? To not talk about it?
No, it's to have more experts around.
Well, the expert class hasn't done a great job.
I know.
Then why is he there? He's a journalist. That literally means he's not an expert in anything. Like, why is he there then?
This is follow the science.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you know what?
I agree with that. I just said to you, I agree with that. But one of the problems is, during all of COVID,
I will put my track record against any of the expert class on COVID. I'm glad to do that. So should I have just shut up? Should I have shut up by opposing lockdowns and opposing vaccine mandates and talking
about the
lab
theory?
That was
the argument
at
the time.
That's the entire argument that you're making. Let the experts handle this.
Yeah, so that's the clip that I wanted to show, and that's kind of where it escalates. And that's not a good look for Douglas Murray. And nonetheless, you still had people like, you know, Joel Berry. He said, you know, of a homosexual that he had the wisdom to piece the facts together into a coherent and moral worldview. And the only reason that Joel Berry is saying that is because Douglas Murray supports Israel. There's no other reason that a professing Christian, now I think that Joel Berry is a sellout and a liberal. There's no reason that a professing Christian would say that this of a homosexual, and I don't know if he's an atheist or not, but it really doesn't matter. Like, that's not something that a Christian would say about someone who's gay. It's just not. And you saw a lot of the wrong people say that Douglas Murray did fantastic, and at the end of the day, he's pretty insufferable to listen to. That's at 1.25 speed, which makes him easier to listen to, that's for sure, if not just shorter. And the whole thing is, he's not very smart, but he's pretending to be because he's a journalist or something. And the thing, and he would later go on to say, you can't talk about a place if you've never been there, which is really dumb if you take that to its logical conclusion. If you were to take his argument about where you can and cannot talk about to its logical conclusion, you can't talk about hardly any place. But again, since his nether regions have, I guess, visited modern Israel, I guess he's somewhat of an expert on this subject. But anyway, at the end of the day, Douglas Murray is not an expert. He's saying we need more experts to talk about it. He scolds Joe Rogan in another part of the podcast about not having people who are on his side of the Israel issue. And Joe Rogan's like, well, you're here. And that's apparently not good enough. So What's to make of all this? Douglas Murray is a case study for Conservative Inc. choosing DEI hires. The guy is a white man from the UK, but he checks one important box, and that is homosexuality, which historically has gotten you some places in Conservative Inc., especially, you know, even at CPAC, if you know what I'm saying, that being gay gives you an advantage in the media. This is true of a few people, but, you know, Dave Rubin, for instance, if he were straight, wouldn't really have a slot at the Blaze, would he? Guy Benson, would he be on Fox News? I don't think so. So there is an advantage. There is diversity hiring in conservative media. It's most obvious when the person is black. And, you know, Candace Owens, I think, is a good example of this because that's how she started out as. Now, I don't think she's still necessarily a diversity hire, but, and this isn't really a compliment on her, but she did start out as one. So there's a lot of this. This is an industry-long trend, and Douglas Murray is just the latest example of that, and people are tired of it. Yes, he's an elitist. Yes, he's someone who thought that appealing to the credential class in a post-2020 environment was going to play well in an American podcast. Like, that was pretty dumb. That was a dumb misfire, miscalculation on Murray's part. But at the end of the day, he's not an expert. He talks about a lot of things. He thinks that he knows more than about how to do American politics than most Americans do, when you can't even get your own politics right. And he has no victories to show for it in his homeland. He is just a DEI hire, and people are noticing this. People are sick of the DEI hires on the right. Whether they're in the Big Eva, because there's a lot of DEI hires in Big Eva and Mid Eva alike, but also Conservative Inc., where the practice is probably most prevalent. So that's all I got for today. My name is Ray, it's the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Stay based, Crisis King, and we will catch you on the next one.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.